If we write books with a deep sense of responsibility, believing that the book is written for our future selves to read in the next life, then perhaps there would be fewer falsehoods in the world. And if the knowledge created within human civilization was such that its creator could honestly answer why it was conceived, then the culture shaped by this knowledge would not lead humanity astray. This quote might be a bit lengthy, but it came about while I was reflecting. I was searching for the why behind my own actions, which became the starting point for writing my book. We are Buddhists, but if we don't aspire for nirvana, how should we navigate our lives without going astray? Thanks to the 10th Gallama Sutta left by the Buddha, which states, "Do not believe, even if I myself said it," according to the Dharma transmission of Fra Dharma Kosakarya or Buddhadasa Bhikkhu. How do we build our knowledge if we don't aim for nirvana? The aforementioned knowledge quote is from my own creation. This message was conceived from the decision to write a book for myself in this and future lives nearly 20 years ago. Given my current perspective that in this lifetime, I have no desire to teach anyone anymore, all I can do is write. I write books and leave them for my future self to read in the next life, but this act also serves as a form of merit for others. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this truth. The symphony of self-awareness and scientific discovery. Skills in science means the ability to uncover hidden laws in phenomena. Scientific knowledge means the laws that generate phenomena. Truth quote at the end of chapter 3 of the book, "Read before the meaning of your life is lesser," page 30. In the pursuit of self-awareness, there lies a parallel to the noble quest of science, the search for truth. Chapter 3 of the book invites us to embark on an introspective journey, echoing the methods of science in seeking to uncover the hidden laws that govern not just the phenomena around us, but also the phenomena within. Breathing, an act as involuntary as it is vital, is presented as a starting point for this exploration. It is a metaphor for life's rhythms and the patterns that dictate the cadence of our existence. Just as science seeks to understand the world by observing natural laws, we too are encouraged to observe the natural laws of our own thoughts and behaviors. The repetitive cycles of our thoughts and actions carve out the grooves of our habits and character. This is akin to the scientific method where observation leads to understanding and understanding to prediction. The truths of science are not separate from the truths of the self. Both are governed by laws waiting to be discovered. Skills in science is defined as the ability to uncover these hidden laws in phenomena, revealing that at the heart of scientific endeavor is a reflective process not unlike the reflection we turn inwards. Scientific knowledge, the laws that generate phenomena, is mirrored in the knowledge of the self. The laws that create our reality are the same laws that can transform it. The book posits that our understanding of these laws is often limited by our perceptions, yet the challenge remains to look inward and outward with the same keen eye, to understand the universal through the personal, and to embrace the vastness of our own self-awareness. The convergence of these two realms is beautifully encapsulated in the truth. Quote from page 29. The repetitive thoughts we think shape our behaviors. The repetitive behaviors we engage in form our habits. The habits we repeatedly practice define our character, and the character we consistently exhibit determines our destiny in life. This statement is a testament to the power of patterns, whether they be in the microscopic interactions of particles or the synaptic firings of the brain. In conclusion, "Read before the meaning of your life is lesser" does not merely guide us through the labyrinth of self-discovery, but also illuminates the path science treads in deciphering the code of existence. Both are journeys of uncovering laws, the laws of the universe and the laws of the self. As we peel back the layers of our consciousness and the cosmos, we find that they are not so different, that within each of us is a microcosm reflecting the grandeur of the world we strive to understand. Considering skills in science, defined as the ability to uncover hidden laws in phenomena, we can see the connection. Self-exploration and self-awareness are scientific experiments in the conduct of our lives, where we seek and reveal the hidden laws that govern our thoughts, actions, and habits. Conversely, scientific knowledge, defined as the laws that generate phenomena, reflects how we learn and apply these laws to chart the course of our lives. The interplay between internal exploration and scientific skills can be a powerful tool for transformation. In an era flooded with vast volumes of information, it's more crucial than ever to possess the ability to discern truth from fiction. As streams of data surge around us like tumultuous waves in an endless sea, a lone individual amidst a deluge of scattered information is attempting to find their way. The ability to navigate these waters becomes paramount. Without the vital skill to separate genuine information from falsehoods, our life's trajectory can be severely affected. As beautifully articulated in the truth quote from the book, "Read before the meaning of your life is lesser," on page 204. In an era overloaded with information and a plethora of news, if we cannot revive such a skill, how are we to distinguish what is true from what is false? Reviving the human skill of creating knowledge is paramount for people to maintain the essence of life. This allows us to independently discover what is true or false. It is imperative not to be dismissive. Don't let your subconscious mind cast aside this crucial knowledge before your very essence rejects the reality of our current predicament. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this situation. Let us not forsake the opportunity to seek solutions to this pressing issue. Read before the meaning of your life is lesser.